You're listening to the Simple Pen Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Simple Pen Podcast. My name is Erin and I am the Director of Pinterest Ads Management here at Simple Pen Media. And lately, I found myself saying this more than a few times. So you've been told that Pinterest ads don't work? So today I'm talking to Chelsea Hall, a Pinterest management expert and a member of our Simple Pen Ad Society, to set the record straight and address some key factors of why people think Pinterest ads don't work and why they actually do. So hi, Chelsea. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Hey, Erin. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, man. I am so excited to talk to you today. We've, of course, you and I have chatted a lot in the background about ads and clients and how things are working on Pinterest and all the wins and all of the frustrations. But I've really been looking forward to talking to you specifically today and on the podcast. I've known, you've been a follower of the Simple Pen Podcast and Simple Pen Media and are now a member of the Ad Society, which is our Pinterest ads membership. But I wanted to, kind of address this thing I've been saying to clients and potential clients. So you've been told Pinterest ads don't work. I'm hearing it a lot. I know you have been hearing it too. So I kind of wanted to just talk about that since you and I both know that they do work when you do them the right way. I kind of want to just talk a little bit about your experience with ads and why you think people are saying that.
Yeah, I'm hearing it a lot. I'm seeing it a lot, especially in Facebook groups. I get inquiries on Instagram about it. And I think a lot of it has to do, Erin, with the fact that there's a very different mindset when it comes to Pinterest marketing in comparison to these other quote unquote social media platforms. As we both know, Pinterest kind of gets pigeonholed into the social media realm of things, even though it's not. It's a search and discovery platform, right? And so I think the expectations a lot of business owners have is they look at them and expect them to act the same. And the problem is that they don't act the same. And that's actually a big benefit because Pinterest is a search and discovery platform. People are going to Pinterest to search and discover these new ideas, get inspired, and they're actively going there to buy, which is very different than our loved. I mean, I know both of us are active on TikTok consuming those, but we're on there because we're consuming like the fun of it and we're using Pinterest as a different tool. So all that to say, I think a lot of the reason we are getting Pinterest ads don't work, Pinterest isn't working, is because the mindset surrounding how the platform works isn't there. So I think that the part that a lot of business owners are missing is they're not educating themselves in regards to how to utilize this platform for their business. And they're jumping on it. They're expecting that quick win of like, a bunch of people watching that TikTok video or, and they're not getting that on Pinterest as quickly because Pinterest is a slow burn because it is a search engine similar to Google and YouTube, which both take more time. Ads included, they just take significantly longer. So I guess I'm going to start there because that was a very long-winded response.
No, I love it.
You know what I mean?
Well, you're exactly right. And I think I've had, in my experience with, clients and members, I feel like the issue is that there's this kind of education piece that's missing, whether you're having somebody else like Chelsea or Simplepin Media or whoever else actually manage your campaigns for you, or whether you're doing it on your own, if you don't know how Pinterest works, then you don't know how Pinterest ads are going to work. And, you know, you can't, like Chelsea said, you can't just assume that they're similar to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, even Google. You're not going to get the same type of results and they don't work in the same way. So I think that that's, you know, every time I feel like whenever I have a discovery call, I have to kind of, there's this like education piece I have to explain when it comes to Pinterest, because people kind of say, hey, things are going well on Facebook. Things are going well on Instagram. And so now it's time for us to tap into Pinterest. And I fully agree with that decision most of the time. The issue, though, is that people just think, oh, it's going to work like everything else. And it definitely doesn't. And I also, you know, part of that is that I think, like you said, people don't fully understand how people use Pinterest in the first place. And I think, you know, that's, you were talking about, I don't remember if you were saying it here or if it was us talking earlier, but about how, oh no, you know what it was? I was reading your about page on your website and you were saying like, I use Pinterest to plan my wedding, to plan the nursery of our daughter, and all of these things you use Pinterest for. And that's exactly the nature of people using Pinterest is like, okay, I'm going to create this board because I'm going to start remodeling my kitchen or whatever it might be, right? And then there's a process. You know, you don't just get married overnight. Well, I mean, some people do.
Some people might.
My guess is you're a planner, though. I take you as a planner.
I am.
But, you know, that is how people work on Pinterest. And so you have to go, okay, well, people aren't going to buy their wedding shoes when they first see my ad, or they're not going to buy, you know, the groomsmen gifts right now because they haven't been nurtured into that yet.
Right. And I will say, Erin, like I am such a planner, right? And our daughter, she's now 2.5, but when, like right at 6 months when we started salads, I was searching Pinterest for ideas on like baby led weaning for that age. And I got targeted with ads and I was saving these pins, right? Of these different plans that you could use as a parent to help with this process. And I saved them to my board, saved them to the board. This is at 6 months. At about 1.5 years, I went to that board and I bought a course. That is 1 year later that I bought a course from an ad, but I bought it. Like, so it's just a very different platform. And that's not to say that everything you put on Pinterest, it's going to take your buyer 1 year later to take action. But for people that are on Pinterest, most of them are there to plan ahead. And for me, like the baby led weaning thing, and then I was getting targeted with these like really cute like silicone plates where it's like got little dividers.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought one of those like the next day. So here I am planning for like how we're going to approach feeding our daughter, but then I'm getting targeted with something else. And I bought the silicone plate right away. We still use them to this day. But then I took action on the other parts. And now I have since bought other courses from this
mm-hmm.
company. And now mm-hmm. with our second daughter who is turning 5 months, we are deep in the 4 month regression. And I'm now searching those things and I'm getting targeted with these sleep courses. And I will tell you right now that I am likely going to buy something in this next 2 days.
Oh, I'm starting to have like flashbacks right now of sleep training. So thank you very much for that.
Right?
I had forgotten about it.
Right? But like, I'm not going to Instagram looking for, like, I might type in a hashtag baby led weaning for like ideas and inspiration for mm-hmm. like a meal, but I'm more so on Pinterest to like, just give me a solution, right?
Right.
Where and Instagram, I'm going for the cute meals and how to cut your cucumbers cute. But on Pinterest, I'm like, straight up tell me, how do I sleep train this baby? How do I feed this child? Things right. like that. So it's just a very different platform. And so if you're a business owner looking to get on Pinterest, you have to shift your mindset from like showing your audience how to cut the cucumbers to actively teaching them why cutting the cucumbers then helps your child to want to eat the food, which then plays into their future eating habits, which I have since learned, obviously, by taking all these courses.
Right.
So it's just different. It's just so different.
That's right. And I think like you made a really good point when you talk about, you know, being on Instagram and like, you know, us posting, you know, I was just telling you earlier, oh, we got a bunny for Christmas. And you're like, oh yeah, I saw it on Instagram or whatever. So it's kind of like, I feel like that's, and don't get me wrong, I've been targeted on Instagram and bought things before. Yes, I have. I'm that person. But I also tend to buy more when I'm on Pinterest because of the nature of how I plan on there. So, you know, we were talking about, you know, your wedding or the baby nursery. When we were remodeling our bathroom, I started a board, shared it with my husband, which he was supposed to, you know, engage with me on that board, but I don't think he did. The first thing I was doing is looking for inspiration. What do we want our bathroom to look like? Right. So I start saving pictures, and that's what happens. You are looking for that inspiration. You're saving pictures. That's the first thing that you do. And so that's that kind of the top of funnel, if you will, on Pinterest, right? Then the next thing I do is I decide that we need to start really looking at what materials are we going to use. Okay, so we have these pictures now, but now let's go down a little bit further and figure out, are we going to use tile in the shower? Are we going to just do a tub like install? Are we, you know, what are we doing on the floor? What are we doing for the vanity? And then we start being a little bit more specific with our planning. And then once it's time to start buying, then I go back to those ads that I saved and I start purchasing. And this could be, depending on what your product is, I mean, it could be only a few weeks, but it could be 3 to 6 months or more. And then we start buying, you know, then I buy the cute towel rack that I had saved. And then I buy this. And then I start buying all the things that I can buy online. And then, you know, deciding, do I want this handmade tile or do I want this tile? This tile is a better value, but this tile, no one else in the world will have this tile, you know? And it's like, then you start to make these decisions and that's how it works. And so what we notice with ads is that clients who run ads, this is not just, we don't see instant results. We see these long lasting results. And I think that that's the difference too, is like, once something shows up in your feed on, you know, Instagram, you're done. It's done. You know, unless someone saves it, yeah, someone can save it, but that's not really like the nature of people to do things on Instagram. So then, you know, on Pinterest, you're saving it to a specific board and then you're going back to that board and then you're, you know, so I think that that is the big thing that, you know, I'm constantly having to tell people is this is how it works on Pinterest. It's search and discovery. People are planning, which means conversions are not immediate, especially if you're just starting out. If you don't have that engagement on Pinterest already, like you have to go through this process of establishing this sort of baseline, like who is your audience? What are they doing? And then you do have to meet your audience at all of the phases. You have to inspire them. You have to, you know, you want them to consider you for that decision making, and then they need to take the action and you need to meet them at every single phase. So going straight to the bottom of the funnel or starting straight with, oh, I need a 5x return on ad spend, that is not going to produce long-lasting results. And that's what most people try to do. They say, well, if I'm going to run Pinterest ads, I have to get this. And it's like, that's not how that works. And so sort of, you know, kind of educating people on, you need to give it the right amount of time. You need to give it the proper ad spend, and you will get results. If your proven product's audience is on Pinterest, you will get those results. And, you know, most likely you are probably hearing that Pinterest ads don't work from people who don't know A, how they work, or B, don't give them the appropriate amount of time to work, you know?
Yeah. And I will say, like, as you mentioned in the beginning of the episode, like, so I am a part of the Ad Society, and there's a forum, kind of like, let's say it's kind of like a Facebook group where people can go and ask questions, right? And all too often, I do see a lot of like new members or people that finally decide to start, you know, jumping in. They'll say things like, hey, Simple Media Team, like, you know, I put this ad up. It's been about 3 or 4 days, you know, nothing's happening. And they're like in panic, you know, and it's, and there's that misconception over and over again of like, you stick up an ad and then it's supposed to give you this big return on investment. But like you're saying, like the other education piece to it is just the time for Pinterest ads is very different than the time on these other platforms. But again, the time that it takes yields higher quality leads that are willing to pay more. In my experience, that is what I have found. So when you think a Pinterest ad isn't working because you slapped it up there and it's been 5 days, you have to remember and know that that's not enough time. That's not nearly enough time for Pinterest to understand what your ad is about, who to serve it to, and all of those things. So that's another piece that you just mentioned about the time.
Yeah,
and I see a lot.
Right. And to kind of just go off of that a little bit, it's like, why Pinterest takes so long is also sort of the benefits of Pinterest, right? So it's like using those keywords, using the interests that people have, and really being able to target your specific audience. That is, you know, to kind of, for Pinterest to understand all of those things, it takes a little bit of time, right? So I think that that's, you know, what the benefits are is also kind of why it takes a little bit longer. But I mean, I was telling you this before we started recording. I mean, I have a client, we had paused ads for a client for a period of time because it wasn't their peak time. So obviously we look at trends and we look at, you know, the past years to decide kind of when and where to advertise. And one of the things that I was just like, I'm pretty sure my jaw dropped, because we had paused ads, and because of the nature of Pinterest and how you save ads to boards and then promote them, these ads were still getting conversions, like checkouts, for months afterwards, and we weren't even paying for them anymore. You know, and so it's like, yeah. And so it's like, even in, you know, we had paused them, not because they weren't doing well, but because it just wasn't their peak time on Pinterest. And so it is, you know, and because you're not paying for them, you're getting a huge return, right? Because any sale you make is a huge return. Yeah. So it really does benefit to be advertising on Pinterest for most people, for most businesses. You know, if you have a proven product, if you have a product that does well in other places and you think that your audience is on Pinterest, I highly, highly suggest, you know, trying them. ultimately, no matter what you do, it is going to benefit and kickstart you on Pinterest. Because, I mean, I've even seen people who ran some ads to see what would happen on Pinterest. And although they realized, well, you know, my particular product, and because of the sales cycle, it doesn't necessarily work very well on Pinterest, but not really unexpectedly, their ads that they had run for a long time were continuing to gain traction, you know, throughout the year. Right. So it's like, okay, well, you know, why not, you know? So I think, like we said, the important thing to note is just like that mind shift that Pinterest ads are different than any other platform. They're so beneficial, the way people use them, and then how you can meet them at every phase of their journey is just truly something that you don't really get in other places. And then I think also just to note that having that education on how it works is really going to benefit you in making a decision to see whether Pinterest does need to be a part of your advertising strategy. So, Chelsea, tell us where our listeners can find you.
Yeah, so I do hang out on Instagram. I'm very active there. So you can find me at Chelsea Hall Social over there. My website is chelseahallsocial.com. So yeah, those are the two main places to come check me out. I mean, I've tiptoed in TikTok, but I don't know. That's a whole other beast to try to tackle.
Oh man. So, yeah. I'm telling you. Yeah. No, I'm in that age group where I'm like, I just don't think I can do TikTok.
That's where I'm at. Yep.
Oh my gosh. I'm definitely a Pinterest gal. I'm like, that's what's easy for me. And that's, you know, it's funny because like you can get lost on Pinterest, right? But I'm like, I get lost in like being just complete. I know we throw around that word like inspiration a lot, but like I leave scrolling for, you know, however long on Pinterest with just so much inspiration. I'm just like, I feel like it just makes my life better, which on TikTok, you get lost and you're like, why do I feel this way?
Well, it can be depressing. Some of the videos I get targeted with, whereas like on Pinterest, I'm like, yes, I'm getting targeted with, well, everything is baby related for me right now, but everything's like cute baby names and baby nursery ideas and baby, like, yeah. So it is a very positive platform that I definitely enjoy versus some of these other ones that
yes.
You get roped in and you're like, oh boy, what did I just get into?
I know. You're like, why can't I dance like that? Oh, come on. Well, Chelsea, like that. Well, I'm just so glad you joined us today. And hopefully we set our listeners straight on why they're hearing Pinterest ads don't work. Most likely from people who aren't giving them the amount of time, the right budget, and who are thinking that they're just like other ads when they aren't. So if you have been thinking about running ads for yourself or for clients, and you want an easy to follow training to get you started, we have just what you need. It's our 3-part Pinterest ads kickstart that shows you how to prep for ads, how to do research for ads, and how to design ads on Pinterest that convert. You can sign up at simplepinmedia.com/Pinterest ads class. We will also include that in the show notes. I am so glad you were able to join us today, and we will see you next time.
Thanks, Erin.